Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for spending your Tuesday with us. This is the Early Edge in 5, powered by Sportsline, and I'm Grace Remington. Before we begin, you know the drill. Please like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, because that's your only ticket into the live chat. And I want you in the live chat. It's always a fun time in there. And if you're listening to the show later, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. By the way, tune into CBS Sports HQ tonight, because our crew is taken over as usual. We got a lot of smart people here. Mike McClure, Alan Bell, and Zach Simony will be on at 6 and 8 o'clock Eastern, breaking down the MLB slate and live betting the Stanley Cup final. You can watch HQ on the CBS Sports app or online at cbssports.com/live. You can also watch on Paramount Plus or Pluto TV. Let's bring in the gang now because we got some picks to make here. Frickin' Frack are back. Plus, we got our guy, AB, back on camera with us. Guys, we've got a Stanley Cup final, game 5 tonight. Could be the last hockey game of the season with Vegas leading the series 3-1. You know what that also means? It's potentially EC's last chance to bet hockey. So are we keeping him in the penalty box? Please let me know in the chat. Hashtag free EC or ban EC. But Specty, you're going to start us off on the ice tonight with your pick.
Yeah, I'm going to start us off with the one that had the potential to get EC out, but he was correct on the end score. So I'm team free EC over here, and we're going to go Golden Knights race to 2 again at minus 145 this time. This bet has hit in every single game in this series. The Knights won the race to 2 in games 1 and 3, even with the Panthers scored first. And then in games 2 and 4, they scored 3 unanswered goals before the Panthers even scored 1. The Knights have outscored the Panthers 17-9, and they are on home ice tonight. I like them to win this game, win this whole Stanley Cup, and score goals early today.
All right, Knights opened as the money line favorite at minus 145. It's been bet up to minus 200 now, so this bet, a cheaper way to kind of pick them to win the game as well. Guzzle Money says, I'm a firm believer in freedom. So you see, it's looking okay for you, but we still got to finish the show. The votes still have to come in.
The votes are, it's lopsided, Grace. I think even Spectre throwing his endorsement behind me, I mean, it's free EC. I'll give you 2 hockey picks if I'm free. I'll give you 2 for 1.
Cheesy says EC would escape somehow anyway. I think he would just talk so much, like the jailkeeper would just have to let him go. That's what his escape plan is. All right, I'm going to the diamond with my pick today. I got Blue Jays team total over 4.5 at minus 115. It's a slightly positive increase in hitting environment for the Blue Jays, moving from a dome to a warmer outdoor environment. The weather in general is, you know, it favors hitting today, 79 degrees at first pitch with 8-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left center field. And the Blue Jays are the visiting team, so they got the full 9 innings to work with to get to these 5 runs. Dean Kremer, not having a great year. His expected ERA is more than a run higher than his actual ERA. It's 6.22. His barrel rate is up more than 3 percentage points year over year to 10.3%. His hard hit rate up 7 percentage points year over year to 37%. And then you got Toronto, which is a top 5 team against right-handed pitches in OPS, weighted on base average, and weighted runs created plus. So great spot here for Toronto to go over the 4.5 runs. And we're not done with hockey yet. In fact, we're not done with a lot of things. AB, you are betting the board today. What you got for us?
Yeah, we're all over it here, right? So EC, first off, I'm going to leave you on screen, all right, for this one, because I want your thoughts here on all three of these plays, all right? And obviously, Grace, Spectre, feel free to chime in. First off, hockey. Panthers Knights, third period, over half a goal, minus 150. I normally don't play, these kind of juicy plays right here, but, dude, it's going to be insanity in the third period, right? You've got multiple tree branches options here, too. That was terrible syntax there on my English. However, look, if Vegas is down, they're going to be firing. If Vegas is up, they're going to be firing. You could see an opportunity with a pulled goalie, all kinds of situations. All we need is one single goal in the third period. So we're going to roll with it. All right.
I don't mean to jinx you, AB. That's the best bet of the week. I'm telling you, I think if Florida's losing, they'll pull their goalie early and you might see multiple empty net goals. Yeah. So that's why I love that bet.
There we go. Totally. That's what I'm talking about.
Exact same reason.
All right. All right. Now, Grace, coming to you for this one. Braves, team total over 4.5. Now, the Braves are facing off against Reese Olson here. All right. Now, I'm not throwing it at you for a full breakdown on Reese Olson, giving you 1 second to put this together. I'm not doing that. What I am saying, and really why I like it, is that if anyone watched the Braves game last night, let me give you, intelligent way to describe it. It was a dumb, stupid game. All right. And I think that the Atlanta Braves are going to come.
How do you really feel?
Yeah. Right. I know.
Yeah. I was leaning the full game over AB. So I like this one too.
Is it still sitting 7.5? You probably don't have the book again. I just threw things at you. Yeah. Don't worry about
it. You did, man. Putting me on the spot. Come on.
I know. Right. Like, who does that to a host? So I'm going to assume that it's 7.5, 8 at the most.
It is. It's still at 7.5.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's because Spencer Strider's going for Atlanta. So it's going to be pretty low total on the other side. Then that being said, look, I still like the Braves. Also like Ronald Acuna might go off today. All right. Last one here. We're going to start College World Series. All right. So it begins on Friday. First play, TCU moneyline, minus 165. Again, these are juicy. However, understand that's college baseball. That's the world that we live in. TCU is playing against Oral Roberts, one of the hottest teams in the country. But let me tell you why we're taking TCU, okay? The park in Omaha that the College World Series is played in is huge. It's huge, okay? Outfield is massive. It's completely different than what most college baseball teams play against. So if you look, and this is a betting note here, if you look and find teams that are dependent on home runs, it really doesn't work out for them because you got to have cannon shots out there. The thing with TCU is that, one, they are a singles and doubles hitting machine team. They'll drop bombs too, but this team can hit. Number two, this is the best base stealing team in college baseball in probably 50 years. They are the most aggressive base running team in normal parks. They are stretching singles into doubles. Now that you have an outfield and gaps that are larger and bigger surface area for outfielders to cover, TCU and their aggressive base running style is going to be a nightmare to deal with here. So we're going to take TCU before these numbers run. That's the last play I have. If anyone is betting on Wake Forest or Florida, those lines are running like crazy right now. So that's enough of me yapping. If you're going to bet on either of those teams, get that in immediately because they're going.
Which fan base wins the Jello shot competition? That's the real question here. You guys know about that, right?
It's going to be LSU or Tennessee. But here's
SEC
the key
school.
You have to last, right? Like you have to be there the entire week, and Tennessee and LSU play against each other. Stanford, they don't bring a ton of fans. They're there every year. You've got some smaller
schools.
There's
no way they have fun.
Here's the
thing. Did you see how they won last night, by the way, AB?
It cost me the over. Yeah.
Well, it cost me Texas money line, which is what I told you I liked.
Yeah, it was brutal, dude. It was absolutely brutal. And here's the thing. The record, Grace, what you brought up, Ole Miss set the record last year. 18,000 Jello shots. That's the equivalent of $84,000 worth of Jello shots.
They beat the next school, Arkansas, by 10,000 shots. I think at one point their fans were buying 100 Jello shots per hour.
Ole Miss never
loses a party.
I was literally about to say that. If anyone has been to Oxford, if you've been to the Grove, been there multiple times, Vaught-Hemingway, fantastic place. I love Ole Miss. I've got a ton of friends that went there. It's a blast. Ole Miss never loses a party. But yeah, I have to, LSU can outdrink a state. So if they make it and last, buddy, watch out, man.
SEC, baby. All right. EC, you went to Arizona, right?
I did. I'm a proud Wildcat. Yes.
Actually, no, I'm not. I'm just going to end this conversation because I don't want to know your college stories. The chat says you are free from the penalty box. So please, what picks do you have for us today?
Let's start in baseball. We have two picks first. We're going to roll with Gunnar Henderson of the Orioles over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs minus 145. Now he's facing Chris Bassitt, who's given up 10 of his 12 home runs on the road and 9 to left-handed batters, which of Gunnar Henderson is one. Henderson in his last four games, 9 of 16 with 5 runs, 3 dingers, and 6 RBIs, and he hits 70 points better at home. I think he goes over this number, and I feel good about that. Now, yesterday we hit a first 5 over 5.5. Might as well go right back to it. The Reds and Royals, first 5 over 5.5 at minus 115. So Brandon Williamson has pitched 5 times in the major leagues this year. His last 4 are over this number. And oh, by the way, he's facing Jordan Lyles, who's 0-10 with a 6.84 ERA. We fade the crap out of both of these teams and take the over in the first 5 innings. That's why I like, or these pitchers, we fade them when we take the over in the first 5. All right. And then we've got 2 picks in hockey. Because one wasn't good enough, we have to do 2. We're going to roll with 2 guys to have over 0.5 points. We're going to roll with Chandler Stephenson of the Golden Knights. And then just because I want to hear Grace read it on the recap screen, Ivan Barbashev over 0.5 points. So Stevenson's minus 150 and Barbashev is plus 100. So here's why I like both these guys. They both have at least 1 point in 8 of their 11 home playoff games. Stevenson has scored a point in his last 5 home playoff games. Barbashev has scored a point in his last 4 home playoff games, including both this series. I think both do it tonight. I think the Knights win big. I think AB hits his bet. I think Spectre hits his bet. And I think I am free from the penalty box for a long time.
You know, one little nugget I will add to your first pick, EC, Gunnar Henderson hitting leadoff for the 3rd straight game. So that's helpful for additional plate appearances. Love how you're fading Jordan Lyles. I'm fading Dean Kremer, 2 of the worst pitchers in the league right now. Don't know how they haven't been DFA'd yet. Let's get to the recap screen so that I can prove to you I can pronounce my international names. All right, EC is going to the Blue Jays Orioles game. Gunnar Henderson going over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI at minus 145. He's got the Reds Royals first 5 over 5.5 runs at minus 115. In the hockey game tonight, Chandler Stephenson over 0.5 points at minus 150. And Ivan Barbashev over 0.5 points at plus 100. Try me again, EC. Boom. All right, Specty, staying in that game. Hopefully those 2 score early because that'll cash Golden Knights race to 2 at minus 145. I'm going back to Baltimore with the Blue Jays team total over 4.5 at minus 115. AB's got the 3rd period over in the Stanley Cup final tonight. Just 1 goal. 1 goal is all we need at minus 150. The Braves team total over 4.5 at minus 135. And TCU on the money line in the Men's College World Series at minus 165. That game is on Friday, but you can place that wager now. All right, the Early Edge will be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern. This crew will be back tomorrow at 4. Remember to catch the rest of the guys tonight on HQ at 6 and 8 o'clock. For Specty, AB, and EC, I'm Grace Remington. Thanks for watching. We'll see you at the pay window.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.